Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview. This podcast is brought to you by Cora Jake's new book, Faithing It, published by Destiny Image. Cora Jakes Coleman is a daughter of Bishop T.D. Jakes and First Lady Sarita Jakes, and they share an inspirational story of spiritual growth in her forthcoming book, Faithing It, The Faith Fight to Your Purpose. It's not just about pretending away your problems. It's about facing circumstances with confidence when you see those problems measured next to the chain-breaking, miracle-working power of God. Your storms may seem really big to you today, but God is bigger. Your season may feel dark, but God's light is shining through. Your circumstance may appear hopeless, but nothing is impossible for God. Cora Jakes Coleman will teach you how to take the very storms that try to destroy you and turn them into pathways to your divine purpose. Faithing It comes out November 17th. It's available everywhere books are sold and published by Destiny Image. Would you please support this podcast by buying this book? And thank you, Destiny Image.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report. I am privileged to be here with my friend Hubie Sin, who I've known for a number of years. And we were friends before I was your publisher, but your new book, The Tales of a Wandering Prophet, has just come out and we're starting to get a good response to it. So tell me, what was your goal in writing that book?
First, hi, Steve. How are you? My goal in writing the book, or actually Vicky and I, was to show that God can use anybody. And literally, if you're obedient and you're willing, he will just use you to what he made you for. And I think finding that is really the hard part, because everybody says, well, I'm really not equipped. And I think, you know, once we learn that we're all not equipped, but he enables us to do it, then he can use all of us and we can have a more fulfilling life and just kind of just get in the will of God and just watch life become more fun and more enjoyable.
This is your first book, and it's created quite a bit of media for you with Jim Baker and Daystar and so forth. And you told me that even as recently as yesterday, you're doing a book signing. I'm just kind of curious, what is the most surprising thing that's come out in the couple of months since the book has been released?
I think the most surprising thing is that so many people have said to us through emails and speaking to them in person is that they had a lot of questions that they could never really ask people. And if they were going to have the courage to ask people, they weren't sure if they were going to get a straight answer. And our book has actually shown a lot of questions and answers of what we went through in our lives to get where we are, that it actually put a lot of them at peace, and it actually healed a lot of them. So it's been surprising to know that there's been so many. It's also surprising to know when people come up and talk to you and they know your whole life story and you don't know them. But I think the fact that everybody is saying that it flowed really well because it was our first book. And the fact that they said that they've been liberated, some of them have said that now they really know that they need to look for their calling. So a lot of people's lives have been changed because of it. So I think that has really been the most surprising, because we never thought it would kind of have that effect on people.
Well, I know that when I wrote about the book in my Strang Report in print, which goes out to 35 or 40,000 people, I was amazed at how many shares it got. In fact, if I can believe what the staff tells me, it was the second most shares we've ever gotten, which is excellent. And it's 50 times the normal number of shares. And so it really connected with people. So I hope that people will go out and buy the book. They can buy it online through Kindle. They can get it through Amazon. They can get it through Christian book distributors. Walmart and Barnes & Noble both took a big number of your books so that people can get it there. But just since we don't have a whole lot of time, tell me, what is the thing that you hope that people really get out of your book and take away after they finished it?
I think probably the most important thing is that in your Christian walk, it's going to be full of ups and downs. And the question is how you really recover through the downs. And I think that, you know, when you go through a down part, and you're looking for God and people kind of turn their backs on you or they've offended you or anything else, for you to just to get back up and keep moving along the path instead of just stopping and just saying, okay, well, this didn't work out, I'm going to stop. So I think the more that you kind of just push forward through all of the hardships, that's more of the fact that God is going to, in the end, get his glory through the whole thing. And as we found out through all of the rough times we've had, down the road when we've looked back, as we continued, we saw that there was other purposes besides what we kind of thought, because when things were happening, we all think it's because of us. And when we moved further down the road, it was because God opened up the door to ministry to somebody who had the same problem. So it may not necessarily be you that caused the issue. It just happens. But it's up to you to kind of walk through it. And as you walk through it, then you really see how God rectifies it and brings him glory in the end.
That's great. And I want to close by asking you to tell the story that you've told a lot of times, and that's about the Harbinger. And, of course, that affected me because you sent me an email that certainly has changed my life in many ways. So why don't you just tell my listeners who download my podcast about that story?
Well, my flight was supposed to leave on a Friday to go see my sick sister. And God used the weather to change my flight to a Saturday. So as I took a first flight out of Saturday from Newark, I went to Charlotte, North Carolina, for my connection to Dallas. I was there. I went to get a cup of coffee because I was very tired because I took the first flight out. And I went back to the gate, and the place was packed because of the flights, because they were all changed and cancellations. So as I looked around, there was literally one seat available, which was next to the window, which I hate sitting at. So I went and I sat down. I put my iPod on, started sipping coffee, and the Lord started to nudge me to speak to someone. And at first, I didn't want to do it because I wasn't in the greatest mood. So the more that I kind of ignored it, and I'm holding the conversation with the Lord of, you know, I don't feel well, this isn't the time, so I'm trying to dictate to God, which was kind of useless. So the more that I just kept refraining, the more the Lord really urged me on to the point where I started to get sick. So then I said, okay, because that's how I check myself. So I put my cup of coffee down, I turned to the man, and he's a Jewish-looking man, and I was like, Lord, something has to really be wrong here, because I don't, he's waiting for you to come, and I know you came already. So as the Lord kept nudging me, I turned to the right, and I said, okay, well, I'm just going to just see, kind of check it out. So I turned to the right, and I look at the man, and, you know, I'm staring at him, and he's not looking at me, but you can kind of tell when somebody's staring at you. So he turns and looks at me, and then I say, so what's the good word? And he says, God loves you. And I went, okay. So then we kind of had some small chat back and forth about, you know, what do you do? Well, I'm in ministry. What do you do? Well, I'm in ministry. And what do you do? Well, I'm an accountant. And so we kind of just kind of talk like in a circle, like you would meet a stranger just trying to pass time in a public place. And then as the time got for us to get up, all of a sudden the Lord was like, now. Because my stomach was rumbling, but then normally it was kind of like it really got really strong. So I said, I have something to tell you. And he's looking at me like, oh, okay. And I said, so we sat back down and I said, the Lord wants to tell you. And then it just came spewing out everything of this really long word. And Jonathan's kind of looking at me, dazed and making faces, kind of just trying to look at me. And that was pretty much what happened. Then he says, well, you need to tell me again when we get on the flight. And I said, I can't do that. He goes, what do you mean you can't do that? I go, it doesn't happen that way. And he's like, no, you have to, because it's imperative. It's for America. You know, you don't realize it's life or death, how important this is. And I said, I don't even know what I said. So as we went on to the airplane, we went up, and I'm like, well, maybe he won't really come look for me, because, you know. But he comes down, he's got a pencil and pad, and he comes and he finds me, and he goes, let's go to the back. And I'm like, it's a packed plane. Where are we going to go? So we go to the back, and lo and behold, there's two seats. So we went in, he pulls down the tray table, puts his pad and his pen, and says, okay, tell me again. And I said, I don't have nothing to say. So then he goes, oh, you know what, let's pray. So as we prayed, it started to come back. The word came back, and he scribbled it all over his notes. And that was basically what happened. Afterwards, he had mentioned that he had written a book. I told him that, you know, I knew David Tyree because he asked me how accurate I was. That was literally, he said, don't be offended, but how accurate are you? And I said, well, to my knowledge, very. And so I told him, well, I told him about the David Tyree story, and I told him about knowing you. And so that's kind of how it kind of got started. And then he had asked me, because he was on his way to go see a literary agent, and he didn't feel comfortable with it. So literally he was praying in the airport for God to kind of have his way with this book. And so literally God gave him his answer just to halt. So he waited, and he approached me later to contact you. And I wasn't really sure if I really wanted to do it because, you know, we're friends and I didn't want to cross the line. So after I prayed about it for a while, then I decided that I would. The Lord said, yes, he's the one. Please send it to him. So I sent you that very vague email. And that's how it happened.
And as they say, the rest is history. You know, little did we know how important the message of the Harbinger is, and also the mystery of the Shemitah. And, of course, over time, we've become good friends with Jonathan Kahn, and many, many lives have been affected. And so I just want to thank you for being obedient. Oh, you know, being obedient to follow the leading of the Lord. And that's a lesson for all of us, isn't it? That when we're nudged, that the Lord may be leading us to something. And also thinking that one thing may lead to something else that we have no idea of. So for us, we thought David Tyree's book would be a huge book. It wasn't. It was a middle-range book, if I can put it that way. Not to be critical, of course, but that's just how it happened. But that book led to The Harbinger, and I was just reflecting on that as you were sharing. So thank you very much, and I'll just give you the last word.
All right, I just want to say thank you again for everything you've done for me personally, and you and your wife and your staff. And, you know, I just look forward to where God is taking you guys, and I just consider it a privilege to even call you my friend. So thank you for everything.
Thank you, Hubie.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.